And how many of you made El Hero your second horse? How many of you made somebody else your second horse? Okay, not many. As long as everybody has David's Wolf. Well, my second call was El Hero, the same as most of you made. Let's go back to the projection. How many of you would take 2-1 on David's Wolf? How many of you would take less? Good, because I wouldn't have. I mean, you're projecting. Remember now, we're not quite. We've made some projections based on races that aren't quite as current as the other races. See, the other ones we were on safe ground, really safe ground. This one we're not. Okay, that doesn't mean we did it wrong, but it's a little more adventuresome. I would have asked for a little more on this horse.
5 wins out of 11 starts.
He's a very nice racehorse.
6-1 $6.
6-1
$40.
Well, I bet him, but I mean, I would have been excited to have 5-2. Because remember, this is a short field. We only have 4 horses that we made contenders, so you're not going to get 6-1 on this horse. That would be unreasonable. He pays $9.80. $4.80 to place. $5 to show. It tells you where the money was going. El Hero ran second, paid $5 to place. $4.40 to show. And then kind of a distant weak third was High Flappin' at $4.20 to show.
Who was the favorite?
Amera again, yes. Amera Run was the favorite in this race. Okay, yes. I just played one horse to win.
How badly did he move High Flappin'?
Quite a ways. Quite a ways. He was not a factor. It was just David's Wolf and El Hero coming at him. And one more step and we lose. For those of you with 2-horse bets, you were in good shape because El Hero was 4-1. So you were in good shape with that one because if the other horse stops by a step, you win anyway. But those of you that didn't use El Hero as your second horse, you were kind of praying for David's Wolf to hold on. The Quinella paid $24.50.
What was the exact?
I do not know. All right, let's get to another race. We'll try to get back to, well, either side of the room this time. Doesn't matter. We only have 2 races left. Let me get one. Now, as much fun as Lady Be Cool was at 1780, I didn't get to see that one, so I just saw the replay, and it was kind of a surprise at the price. This one is my favorite bet of the whole trip. And this is the disc number, well, disc number doesn't matter to you, it does to Spencer, but it's the 10th race on the 11th.
Page 49.
Now, on my trip, this was my favorite race. Now, this is at Laurel. I'm sorry. Now, one of the things we're going to do with this program this time that we haven't done before is that we're going to put in more horses than we have been, weed one of them out, and come back down to a manageable level. Now, I'm going to put 7 horses in this computer when we're finished. We're going to eliminate one and then come back down and run the 6. That'll be a nice full field for us. How many of you used oat bread? Which side of the room did this one, incidentally? That side, all right. Oat bread is a contender, right? Just did this, although you really do like to see a horse like this stepped up in class off to a win like that. You really do. How about Don's Thaw? There's no reason to use it, I don't think. Which race did you use on oat bread, the last one? Yeah, I think so too. What about Mom's Ruler? Yes. Has an excuse last time. Was trying to run up with him, carried wide. Race before that was at this level, at this distance. No, a little shorter. But it's a contender for sure. Spanish Bear? Let's talk about Spanish Bear because it's kind of a tricky one and you get it all the time. Now, what do you do? And I had a trainer in the audience one time down in Beaumont. It was really nice to be able to confirm this. Because my contention is, and it should be yours, that when you have a horse like this, don't you run him back the next day if you can? I mean, how often does a horse get sharp enough to win off like that? Then what do you do with it? You bring it back absolutely as quickly as you can, right?
No.
Why did you say no?
because I don't believe that they can come back that quick after our break.
Well, okay. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion, all right. But you, one of the most likely probabilities across the country is a horse back in 7 days off of a strong play, and I bet them all the time.
We would lose all the time.
Yeah. Well, see, I have exactly the opposite experience. It's a, right. It's a high probability. But on the other hand, Does a horse run like this for you and you wait 3 months to run him back? That's the basic issue here. Not back in seven, not back in a week or 2 weeks, not back in 3 weeks. How about 3 months? Why would you waste a horse's form?
They haven't even worked it good.
Pardon?
They say he's run his race.
Yeah, I would say too. I mean, let me ask a question to the entire group. Just a minute. Let me ask a question to the entire group. Did this horse come out of its last race well or not? This horse wins by four, returns 3 months later, and is dropped in class. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist at the racetrack to look at this and say, what a great claim. Look, this horse can win by four at 8,500. I can have it for 6,500. That is absolutely wrong thinking. Now, you can do anything you want about your returns, because I'm trying to help here. But this is a wrong play, and it's a wrong play 100% of the time. Even when it wins, it was the wrong play. Because this one's a money drinker, because they always come up well when they do this, but they don't belong in this situation. Now, there was a hand up back there I discouraged. Okay. Pardon? Oh, you mean back in May? Yeah. But the last race, it just should not take them this long to get this horse back. This is not the same horse you saw in July. And please, if you walk out of this room and say, well, I don't believe that, I'll go ahead and do it, you're going to lose money. This is one of the times I'm going to be adamant.
Here's a horse that said that he just drove me crazy from like that to over the pole.
Oh, yeah, well, he just runs no matter what you do with him, yeah. Right. A horse that wins by four, if he's back in 2 weeks and drops to 6,500, I'll just avoid him. Just doesn't make sense to do that. Yes. That's right. Only about 8% of them. That's right. It's a very low percentage of repeaters, and it takes a special kind of horse. Horses that win often enough for you to accept them as repeaters, because most of them don't repeat. That's right. Instrument Flight, last race, okay, stepping up off a loss, but back soon enough. What about, and I can't see, who's the next horse here? Okay, now see, its last race it got within 2.5 lengths, right, at a lower level. Now, I again encourage you to look at this horse's normal position at the stretch call. This is when the chips are down, right? Where is that horse always? Okay. Please get used to looking at it that way. Literal. Absolutely, right? Miracle Wood. All right, hasn't been out for a while. What do you think, group? How many of you used Miracle Wood? How many of you did not? Okay, now I'm one of the ones that did not. But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to leave him in here. And the reason we're going to leave him in here is that I want to show the feature in here on the program. I left him out in my own handicapping, but we added him for this exercise. How about Believe the King?
Yeah, Ian.
Why would you throw him out? I would leave him in. I would use the internal splits of his last race, or I'd use the race before in a muddy track, I'd use the internal splits last time out, which are actually better than the previous race anyway. Powdered Drink. All right, now let me ask you something about Powdered Drink. This is one of the races in here that I'm a little disappointed in, and yet I'm not. Look at Powdered Drink's last race. Did anyone leave Powdered Drink out? Well, the only thing I would say is don't. Take a look at Powdered Drink. Look at the splits on its last race. 46-3, 112, right? First of all, that's very fast here, but I want you to look at one other thing. Go over to the right-hand side of that column and tell me what that horse did out of the gate before he performed like that. He didn't even break with his field. That is a magnificent performance. Dwelt? This means you dwelt at the start. You just stood there. You just didn't come out with the field. But look at this. On the running line, first of all, he breaks from the 10 post at a mile and a sixteenth, dwelt at the start, and still was pressing the pace through three quarters of a mile. Now, if you threw him out, you're not paying attention.
Well, why would you?
The last is the split. The internal splits of his last race. Yeah. That's a magnificent race on this horse. All right. Now we have Powder Drink, Believe the King. We have everybody practically. And the reason for that was to show the program, the way it's going to work. Yes. Did I forget a guy? Yeah, for a reason.
Okay, continue.
All right. All right. You know, if you want, but it goes back to that stretch call position, normally speaking. I mean, that just that kind of horse just doesn't win.
And laid off.
And he's laid off, too. You're right. All right, now let's put up, before you turn on my lights, I want to make sure I've got this race in my hand. All right, now let's go to the screen. Now, one of the things you'll find out from running the program, and it's a good feature, is that the first screen, the 5, which is the free play screen, and the other screen, which is the Thoroughmation screen, only accommodates 6 horses. So it forces you to make some judgments. And the judgments are to get rid of some of the poor horses in the race so they don't confuse your ratings and your rankings. So we have 7 horses. Now go to the screens, Spencer. All right, get us all the way to the menu. Now, hit Instant Free Play. You'll find that the screen will not react, and nothing's wrong. If you have this program, nothing is wrong with your computer. You have too many horses in here. All right. Now, since we're stuck on this screen, go beyond to the next one, and we'll create some room. Now to the next one. Now to the next one. All right, now, these are the... Show us the whole... Can you get this up? Sort of stuff I don't like. That is grim, isn't it? I'm sorry. I apologize, Shirley. All right, now, what I'm going to ask you to do is... It is terrible. I'm going to ask you to cut out at least one of these horses. I hear oat bread.
Mom.
Mom? I wouldn't cut Mom out. No, not my mom. All right. Let me tell you what you can do with this. Let's scratch Oprah and Mom. For one thing, look at the MUVs on them. They're well above anything we've seen so far today, to start with. That's the second call energy units. So the horses are out of it. But look at all of the ratings in the phase 3 velocity numbers. There is no reason to bet either one of those horses, right? With the exception of the LX, and the LX, we'll pass on them anyway.
Which one do you scratch?
We're going to scratch Moms and Oak Grip, which means Spencer's got to go all the way back to the beginning of the program. We're going to get rid of Moms and Oak Grip.
I can hear them down here.
Now, this time we let the computer make some of our decisions. 2 of them, as a matter of fact. All right, then go to the 5, instant free play. Write these down so that you can make a betting decision in a minute. All right, on the sustained pace deceleration, it is Miracle, Believe, and then is that a tie or what? I can't see.
No.
Light, Literal? Is Literal a third horse up there?
Yeah.
All right, Literal's a third horse. Close to third with Powder. Now go to the next screen. This is Literal, Miracle, and Powder. And that's close.
Now the Yank Deer is the same.
This is EXT. The first one was sustained. This is EX. Now you have the thermation race. Stop the stream. We keep cutting. He said, stop the horse. You got to kill another horse in the track. This is terrible. All right. Is there any domination to the stream at this point? Yeah, there is. Well, but not only powdered, right?
Literal.
Okay. Keep going. Now, Miracle's going to get in the middle of this. All right. Miracle, light, literal, and powdered, right?
Yeah.
Those three. Now I'm going to add something for you. This is going to be a little bit of a hooker. As soon as I find it again.
Need some light?
I need some light. All right. Here's a new piece of information. Starting with the 7th race that day, the clouds absolutely opened up. And by the 9th or 10th race, the track was declared sloppy. In the previous race, the two horses that got on the lead went all the way, wire to wire. No one ever came up and challenged at all. Now go back to the thermation, turn on the light, go back to the thermation screen again, and run the race again. Now stop it.
Attaboy.
All right. Now, in light of new data, you have three horses very close together on the thermation screen and a little mixed on the other screens. In light of the data, the sloppy track, heavily speed favoring, is there any reason to make... Let me back off on that, because there could be a reason. How many would make a two-horse bet right now on powdered and literal?
Yeah.
How many of you would try to separate the two? I'm proud of you, because like a moron, I try to separate the two. Well, because we're looking at it right now, but keep going. This is the way the race shapes up. Because the early screen just reflects this. Go on to the next one. To the next one. All right, now let's look at this for a minute. I can't see it from here. I have to come over. Who figures to get in front? Powdered and literal, right? By much? By a lot. That's over a foot per second. To the third horse. See the third horse in there? Now, does anyone significantly impact those two in the second fraction?
No.
Barely, and that's Miracle. But not by much. Okay, because look at the first fraction on Miracle. That horse is pulling a gate. Look at it. All right, so now, consider the try. I mean, everybody made the right call. And I hope you would do that at the racetrack instead of staying with the original choice, which might have been Miracle. But the racetrack did not favor that at all. Now, I, like a moron, I made a one-horse bet in here, but also the place, but I also have the Quinella a lot of times, but I made the call on Potter. All right, and literal wins this race. But let me tell you the kind of race it was. This is why I say it's my favorite race, because of the Quinella there, right? The gate opens and Powdered Drink jumps on the lead and Literal jumps out second. They go that way to the quarter with Powdered Drink on top, with Literal second, exactly the way you saw it on the screen. Literal joins Powdered Drink with a quarter mile to go and never more than a head separated them all the way to the wire. And at the wire, Literal had gotten a neck in front and Powdered Drink was coming back on again right at the wire. And they hit it like that. Now, I knew I'd lost it because it wasn't an inch. It was a nose, but you could tell you had lost it. But here's the results. Here's the Quinella. Here's all the rest of it.
What's the next graph on that?
Pardon?
The next PDQ graph. Our energy.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
You want to see it? All right. The guy wants to see the next screen, and that's probably a good idea. Keep going. But hang on a minute there. Who are the early pace horses? It just confirms what we did. Who are the factor W horses? Confirms what we've talked about, and so on. Who are the factor X horses? That's first and third fractions, right? Okay. Go on to the next screen. Who are the par X E horses? Pollard and Little. So I went with Pollard. And you can see the depressor screen also. But I got to tell you, it was one of those you probably should have tried to cut. It was so close. All right. Here's the results of the race. None of these horses were the favorite. Although, at the last, Powdered Drink was... Maybe Miracle Whip was the favorite. Anyway, Powdered Drink was 5-1 with 3 minutes to go. And it wound up 5-2. Literal was 5-2 with 3 minutes to go and wound up 5-1. And I bet with 3 minutes to go. No, it wasn't in the mutuals. It was here. Powder Drink paid $4.60 to place, which was fine. I mean, that was a winning bet. But Literal paid $12 to win, and the Quinella paid $27.60. Now, would you take that Quinella based on the sloppy track, the additional knowledge? You might take it anyway, because it was close all the way through, and a lot of these screens kind of confirm that. The presser screen especially. But you could go wrong, because Miracle could kind of hunk all of that up. But with the additional data of the sloppy racetrack, you should not have made that. If you got your eyes open at the track, you should not have made a mistake here. No one did. Well, the minute I said it was sloppy, everybody went right.
Did he do anything, Miracle?
No, did not hit the board. But no one got within 7 or 8 lengths of these horses. I mean, it was just those two horses from the time the gate opened till the time they locked up till the time they hit the water. No one was coming at all on this track. All right. Everybody handicapped the race right and made the right decision when the additional data was offered. Now we have one race. There was a question just a second ago.
Who was third?
Yeah, Dawn's Fall was third.
This Miracle Wood would have been... His horse was winning because it was an older horse stepping up.
Yeah, now let's address that. Miracle Wood, who I wasn't interested in anyway, even though the computer did push it pretty good in some areas, one of the things that I wasn't interested in is that its last two races, the horse really wasn't in touch with the race at the eighth pole, the stretch call, and they were both at lower levels. So now the horse is not able to get in touch with the field at the eighth pole in its last two races and has stepped up. So that's a discouraging thing for me. I still left the horse in, and I would have used it in some Quinellas if the track hadn't changed so much, but I would not have bet this horse. Okay, not when the race was close, like it was. I would have gone to the two horses that I offered more profit.